How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Heard. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus, and I'm glad you have decided to join me on today. It is the 7th of March, 2022, and welcome. Welcome once again to tuning in to A Father Heard. And, you know, it's been a pretty interesting week or so. I'd say pretty interesting week, not or so, we'll just say a pretty interesting week. Where I've been reflecting back and thinking about all the things that have taken place, right? You know, last week we had referred to where is the love, you know, when we're thinking about the things that are happening in Russia and the Ukraine. And, you know, this past week we were preparing for an audit at work, and so had a bunch of extra work come my way that was just creating a lot of stress and a lot of tension, right, for me and for the managers and the staff and whatnot. And so, you know, when we think about those things that we deal with, we often don't give ourselves the grace that we need to give to ourselves in these moments. We often don't take the time to acknowledge the stress that is present or that might be present. Right. And we just go through life just allowing for things to happen to us. Things meaning the emotions to just come out raw and unfiltered, right? And so when those emotions are raw and unfiltered, it can really be hard to express the love that needs to be expressed. Because we're stuck in those negative emotions, quote unquote negative emotions, right? And so what I want to do today is I just want to do something short and sweet, you know, and this has been one of the episodes that's been most listened to on the podcast, second most listened to on this podcast, and it's centered around anger and negative emotions and what we do with those and the guided meditation for that. And so I just want to do that once again. And so I'm going to give you guys opportunity just to work through that on today, because I know there's a lot of things that are happening in this world, a lot of frustration that is taking place. And in order for us to become more in our lives, in order for us to have access to more in our lives, in order for us to create the joy that we want to see in our lives and in our families, we've got to be able to work through the emotions. And so this is the opportunity to do that at this moment. And so I'm going to be quiet. You guys are going to hear a beep. Then you'll have the opportunity to go through the guided meditation. And hopefully you'll be feeling much better after this. And so this is, once again, a guided meditation on anger and negative emotions. So let's begin. Sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and become aware of how your body feels in the chair. Then bring your attention to your bodily sensations. Take several deep breaths, and when doing this, make sure you are completely filling up your lungs, and then quickly exhaling. Now remember a time when you experienced mild anger or frustration. Allow yourself to really feel that anger for a few seconds. And once you can remember the experience and feel what it felt like, focus on how your body experiences this emotion. Are there any parts of your body where you feel tension? How about heat? What sensations do you feel in your chest? How about in your hands or your abdomen? What facial expressions do you have? Is your heart rate impacted? How are you breathing? As you check in with yourself to see how your body reacts to emotions, remember that everyone experiences anger different but there are many common physiological responses, such as a furrowed brow, grinding your teeth, clenching your hands, rapid heart rate, rapid breathing, and tension in various parts of your body. That anger is a natural emotion that everybody feels from time to time. I want you to place your hand over your heart and be compassionate to yourself and remind yourself that even though you have a completely valid reason for being upset, you do not have to suffer with the emotion of anger. Imagine that you're releasing this anger. Imagine that the tension in your body is going away. And just let it go. Relax the muscles and clear out the physical sensation. Give this anger permission to leave your body. And just let it go as if it's floating away down the river. Imagine waving goodbye to it as it goes. Now bring your attention to your breath and consciously slow your breathing, gently feeling it move in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And as you continue to breathe slowly, watch as your body relaxes and calms, and your heart rate begins to slow, and that sensation of anger weakens and it diminishes. And if you need, you can sit with these sensations for several minutes, slowly breathing, imagining letting your anger release from your body. And when you finish, reflect on this experience. What sensations did you experience? How did they change throughout this process? How did inviting compassion to your anger impact the experience of what you were feeling? Now remember, you can use this activity anytime when you're experiencing some form of mild frustration or just being stirred up by anger. But the best way to use this is to sit with different experiences that you can remember and just work through this process. Hey, welcome back. I hope that you found value in that guided meditation. I hope that you were able to actually feel those things inside of your body and pay attention to the thoughts and the emotions that might have rose up with that, and then really allowing yourself to release and to let that go. You know, we have to really be intentional in how we are interacting with the situations in our lives so that it doesn't create chaos, doesn't create more confusion, but really begins to produce the love that we desire for ourselves and also the love that our family desires from us. And so I hope that you feel empowered after going through this exercise, and as you guys go through your week, I hope that you have an amazing and blessed week. And if you end up coming through a moment where you're dealing with some anger and frustration, come back to this. Remember what you've learned and then put it into practice. So I thank you for taking the time to listen to A Father Heard. It's been my pleasure once again sharing with you, and so I will see you on the next one.